Highbridge Audio presents Headstone by Ken Bruin, read by John Lee. He drained the last of the pint, thought, Christ, that was good. Another J. Tempting. Phew. But he'd had two alongside the batter of pints already. Primarily, he needed a cig. That tipped the balance. He could already feel the first hit of ferocious nicotine. He moved from his stool, brushed the dandruff from his jacket. Normally he didn't notice it, but he'd caught sight of himself in the old mirror with the slogan, My goodness, my Guinness, and a frazzled comic zookeeper chasing a pelican with pints of the black in his beak. Nearly made him smile. You just didn't see those ancient slogans anymore. More's the Irish pity. He cursed anew those damn black jackets that showed up every fleck of white, like stranded drops of snow. He said, Night all. Got a few muttered, God bless. No warmth, though. Feckin' media have given his profession the taint of leprosy. Grudgingly, he conceded the fact he hadn't paid for any of his drinks the whole evening might be a factor. He thought, Bad cess to ye. Outside, he stared at the church, St. Nicholas's, one of the two Protestant outfits in the city, and, they claimed, some hoof marks inside the door were made by Christopher Columbus before he set sail to find the New World. He figured they needed all the lures they could conjure. He got out his pack of Major, the strongest Irish cigarette. None of the Marlborough light shite for him. Smoke or fuck off. He wouldn't be surprised if the decaffeinated tea rumour...